I now have the honor to address you in closing. I promise to keep it short because I'm sure that many of you will be hungry and probably looking forward to the conclusion of this formal part of the graduation festivities. Your Eminence, dear guests, dear faculty and staff, dear students, dear graduates, this is all about you. One of my most favorite works of music is The Messiah by George Friedrich Handel. I also have sweet memories of this masterpiece, since my father would always put it on when we came back from the Christmas vigil and the Easter vigil. Right at the start, after the overture, there is a beautiful accompagnato tenor, which ends with the eternally powerful words from the prophet Isaiah. Prepare ye the way of the Lord, make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Let's listen to this music. Make straight in the desert The tenor sings so beautiful, a highway for the Lord. The Gospel of Mark starts with quoting these exact words of Isaiah. A voice of one crying out in the desert, prepare the way of the Lord, make straight his paths. We are, of course, speaking here about John the Baptist. But as of today, you, dear graduates, have this as your primary task: to make straight in the desert a highway for the Lord. But how to do this? You did not come here to get a degree in engineering and construction, did you? That is to say, not in the commonly understood sense of these words. However, you have just obtained a degree or diploma in engineering and constructing the further spread of God's kingdom on earth, and for that, the highway in the desert needs to be extended even further by you. You have to build it. If you came here for another reason, you will probably have been disappointed in your studies. Unless, of course, your time here at the ITI, as happens to so many, actually allowed you to see this and to refocus. So how to build this highway in the desert? A road, a way that is visible and accessible for all who are searching. Mikhail already referred to that. Because a highway has to connect the world. You have to connect the world to Christ. Now, as a good engineer, even before drawing up your plans, you have to first study the soil, the land, and the local climate. This is the foundation of reality you have to build on. So as you return home, or wherever you are called to go from here, study the soil first. Assess the climate and discern its implications for your calling. Because as Jesus tells us in the Gospel, never build your house on mere sand, but on a rock, lest the first storm will rip it down and wash it away. The desert has rock too. Find it. Only once this is done, you can draw up your plans. And for that, you need vision and daring. There is no easy way or shortcut to build a highway in the desert, especially when it is a highway for the Lord. Thus, designing and building, it is going to cost you blood, sweat, and tears. The cross. On his way to and on the cross, Christ himself went through blood, sweat, and tears to build the Father's kingdom. He expects the same from you, from all of us, to give all, including ourselves, as our patroness, Saint Thérèse of Lisieux, reminds us, to love is to give everything, including oneself. So when you design and build your highway for the Lord, don't forget the main reason why you are doing this. It is love, like Jesus. As Christians, we are called to love and thus give in all, even if it hurts, even when called to do so until death. Doesn't Christ himself tell us in the Gospel of St. John, there is no greater love than to lay down one's life for one's friends? And mind you, this is no mere theory. It happens daily, especially today, to the countless Christian brothers and sisters of ours in Syria, Iraq, Pakistan, North Korea, and so many other countries who lay down their lives for Christ and for their family and friends because they are faithful. And lately, we hear increasingly of Christian refugees from these countries that are also being violently attacked in Germany and here in Austria for their love of Christ, especially those that are converts. Are you ready? I said before that vision and daring are needed to build in the desert. And this is also required from you in the world, that in many respects is a desert, a dangerous one, but at the same time a beautiful one. From where you are called to bring people onto the highway of the Lord, to the living sources of water. Cicut servus ad fontes. But when you design the road, don't only think of placing the road signs depicting the rules and interdictions, but focus even more on planning for water stations. Don't forget, it is a desert. Petrol stations, restaurants, and very importantly, field hospitals, as our Holy Father, Pope Francis, would say. There will be many sick people and the weak to tend to, with love and with patience, and even more needing replenishment. Don't expect too many well-dressed, well-behaved, and healthy or well-fed travelers on your road. Expect the needy, the outcasts, and those that do not know Christ. You need to bring them on the highway for our God. As Jesus tells us, I have come not for the healthy, but for the sick. Now, dear graduates, you can start building your road. The building process is going to take time and patience, and it will be challenging. But that will not be a problem, as long as you don't forget that you are building a highway for the Lord, not your career path, your success story. As Mother Teresa used to say, and which is my motto in life, God does not call me to be successful. He calls me to be faithful. Remember that. Pope Benedict, when he was still Cardinal Joseph Ratzinger, expresses this thought very well in his book, Salt of the Earth. He says, whoever lives the faith in real patience and lets himself be formed by it is purified through many setbacks and weaknesses. So in building your section of the highway for the Lord, you are going to need courage and faithfulness, because your end goal is clear. In the words of Isaiah, sung in Handel's Messiah, every valley shall be exalted, and every mountain and hill made low, the crooked straight and the rough places plain. And the glory of the Lord shall be revealed. So there is success after all. But it is obviously not ours, but God's alone. So into the world you go, dear graduates, spreading the gospel through the roads you build and the field hospitals you man. Be brave. Thank you.